Belinda presents this unabridged recording of Rosie the Runaway Pony, Jenny Dale's Ponytails, Book 7. Written by Jenny Dale and read by Katrina Bayliss.
Rosie didn't feel like staying in the field with stroppy old Nelly all morning. She gave the gate a nudge with her nose. Ever since the old gate had been replaced, the catch didn't always click shut properly. Sometimes, if you gave it a really firm push... Rosie tried again, and this time the gate clicked open.
No! Yes!
Rosie whinnied. The dedication reads, special thanks to Gwyneth Rees for Eve, Cameron and Anna. Chapter 1.
See you later, Rosie!
Kay White said excitedly. It was the first day of term, and she had stopped on her way to school to give her pony an apple. Rosie loved apples, and she could eat her way through lots and lots of them if she was given the chance. Kay patted her one last time and shouted goodbye to Nelly, the family's other pony. Nelly was standing further away in the field, with her back turned towards the gate. She was getting old. She always tried to stay as far away as possible from the road when school was about to start. She didn't like the noise the children made as they passed by. Rosie couldn't understand Nelly not liking noise. She liked things to be as noisy and exciting as possible. She loved to watch the children pass by under her nose. In fact, she always thrust out her nose as far as she could over the top of the hedge in order to see everything that was happening. All the children in the village knew Rosie, and Rosie would have happily gone to school with them if she could. Kay banged the gate shut in a hurry as she spotted her friend Jessica walking down the road.
Hi, Kay! Hi, Rosie!
Jessica called out, swinging her school bag onto her shoulder.
Hey! What do you think our new teacher will be like?
Rosie watched the two girls disappear up the road towards the school. After several other children had passed by and given her nose a pat, Rosie heard the sound of a bell ringing. She knew what that meant. It meant there would be no more children, and that Kay wouldn't be back for ages. Rosie didn't feel like staying in the field with stroppy old Nelly all morning. She gave the gate a nudge with her nose. Ever since the old gate had been replaced, the catch didn't always click shut properly. Sometimes, if you gave it a really firm push...